Coversals kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Let's talk to a former Liverpool striker, John Dernan's on the line. Morning, John.
Good morning. How are you, okay, mate?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you after the end of that? I don't think we've quite caught up with you since the season concluded. And Liverpool finally made it into the Champions League, which is great news, isn't it? But I think you had your doubts a few weeks prior to that, didn't you, John?
Yeah, I think we stuttered over the line. I think, it was the perfect ending, of course. It's all what we wanted. But like I said, we made hard work of it. But, you know, we done it, and the end of the day is... Got to look forward to trying to get into that qualification proper, Champions League proper now. Just basically look forward to see what kind of signings we're going to bring in.
Yeah, I think you're right in saying they stuttered over the line, but I think if you look back, they only lost one of the last 11 games. They were just drawing too many that they should have won in terms of some of those home games as well, wasn't it? So they've made it.
Yeah, I mean, it's frightening the way that the season panned out. I mean, you look at how we won against all the top teams and... Mm-hmm. And the game we lost, it was bizarre, really. But I mean, it's football, isn't it? I mean, that's why we love it so much. It's so unpredictable sometimes, you know. And like I said, it was good ending in the end because I think Klopp deserved it. I think some of the performances we've done over the season, I think rightly so. Like you said, we did stutter over the line, but I think it was thoroughly deserved in the end.
I suppose what we've got to point out as well, though, Liverpool have got to negotiate a playoff round, which sometimes is never easy, is it? There are some quality sides that you potentially could come up against. So, I mean, you'd like to think that Liverpool would be able to get the better of whoever they get drawn against. But it's early in the season, you know, you're still getting your fitness levels up and you've got to play this very important game.
Exactly. I mean, it's not a foregone conclusion. Everyone thinks, oh, we're great, we're in the Champions League. Well, no, we've got that game and... Hopefully it's not going to be a stumbling block, but it's something to look forward to. And like I said, I think more importantly, it's you we've got to bring in, because we've got to bring in some quality.
Mm. Well, one's come in for maybe to press a stake for a first team place. He's only a young lad, 19-year-old who they've acquired from Chelsea. He'll join on the 1st of July, Dominic Solanke. Now, many obviously won't have seen him in action for Chelsea, who think he's hardly played a game for them, but you can certainly watch him today for the England under-20 side, can't you? He's a young striker with potential, John.
Yeah, well, that's what we've got to... Basically, that's what you've got to do. I mean, this is what Liverpool was brought up on, and bringing players in that you didn't even, you know, think that were going to come. They plucked out players from places where you didn't think. And, you know, in the past, it was like the Scotland Island, you know, going way back. It was like, who are these players?
Yeah.
But that's what you've got to scout the system. You need to do that now and pay that kind of money to hopefully, you know, get the potential to be a superstar, because it's madness some of the money that's getting paid now for players that, if you want to bring someone in, you've got to spend 40, 50 million, and that's just ridiculous, you know, and Liverpool just haven't got that kind of money.
Mm. I suppose Liverpool will have, coming back to fitness next season, Danny Ings, who of course is a forgotten man really at Liverpool, given the injury crisis and the problems he's had to endure.
Yeah, I think everyone is going to wish him all the best. I think... I think he's a Klopp player, and the fact that he'll give 110%. Maybe people might question, is he top level quality? We don't know, but I think what you've got to give the lad, you've got to give the lad the chance. And I think he was flying before he got his injury. He was just becoming to the fore in the team. He was showing some real form, and I mean, it's been heartbreak for the guy, and I just hope that he comes back injury free and you know, given a chance, hopefully show what he can do.
Mm. Well, where else do Liverpool need to be strengthening, John? What would be your priority if you were Jurgen Klopp at the moment?
Well, I think we've got to sort the defence out first and foremost. I think I have always said we need to bring in about 5 players. Whether you've got money to do that and who is he going to bring in? I think you've hit home about the Van Dijk. You can't spend all that money on just one player. But we do need to shore up the defence. It's been a problem for many, many years now. And you know, like I said, we have to score 3 goals sometimes to win the game, and you just can't keep doing that week in, week out. You know, sometimes you need to win the game 1-0, and the defence, you know, they did throw in a couple of clean sheets, but, I mean, we're prone to free kicks and everything. Every time the ball goes in the box, you close your eyes. So it's one of them things. It is a, it is worrying because it hasn't been fixed at the moment. I'm sure we don't have to harp on that. The fact is, the defence is a big thing that we must fix.
Mm. Maybe the defenders have been closing their eyes when the ball's been coming in the box. That's been the problem, John. Left back as well. I mean, James Milner's filled in superbly well, but most people would state that surely you want somebody who can play that position, a left-sided, left-footed left back.
Well, I mean, you can't fault his performance in Milner.
No.
But he just got on with it. He didn't want to play there. Well, like I said, it was unbelievable. Like he did play there all season. I mean, it's just lost me. Who's the left back at West Ham?
Cresswell.
Cresswell, he's a Liverpool lad as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I think he should have went and got him in transfer deadline. I think he might have got him for about 10 million.
Well, he was in there.
I think
academy player originally, wasn't he? At
yeah.
Liverpool?
Well, that's it. Yeah, I think. Do you know what? I don't think he'd let anyone down.
No, I think you're right.
I think he's not top quality, but I think for about 10 million, I think would have got him. I think he'd have done us great.
Mm. Are we at the stage now, John, where, you know, let's assume Liverpool do get through this playoff round and they make the Champions League group stages, where you really need to be looking at two absolute quality players for every position, the standard of football now, if you're playing Premier League and Champions League football?
Well, of course. I think, you look at the Premier League last year, I think we came undone because, I mean, it was embarrassing when you looked at our bench and who did we have?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I think it highlighted when we played Southampton in the semi-final and we had a look who's coming on for Southampton, and it was a Long come on for Southampton.
Shane Long,
and do you know what? He was better than what anything we had to come on our bench in that. It was ridiculous. So we've got a long way to... I mean, I don't think we'll do better than what we did next season if we don't strengthen. Certainly don't think we will.
Well, other sides will, no doubt. There's plenty of money knocking around there, isn't there, as far as Manchester City are concerned, and maybe Manchester United as well, who can only improve, I think. So, you know, the competition next season, if Tottenham can sustain what they did this time around, is going to be massive, isn't it, again?
Yeah, I think it's just freaky the way Chelsea, I think Tottenham were unlucky. I think, for me, they were the most exciting team in the league. I think they totally deserved I don't think anyone had argued if they'd have won it.
Mm.
They missed out last year and just missed out this year. But, hold your hands up to Chelsea. I think they went on an unbelievable run. It was after we beat them, I think, they just went on some remarkable run. Credit you, and they went on and won it. I think the biggest surprise where they lost the FA Cup, we didn't see that coming.
No.
But for next year, I think you still got to look at all teams. And I think Arsenal, don't rule out Arsenal, you can never rule them out. And I think he'll have a point to prove. And matches to do that, he'll be pushing to get back, but certainly to get back in the Champions League, if not win the league.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.